Luigi Gaggero. And that's a new CD. It's released next month. You're listening to In Tune on BBC Radio 3. Now, many of us have heard the ethereal sound of whale song or the calls of birds or just the rustle of leaves in the trees and thought there is so much music everywhere in the natural world. Biomusic aims to take that idea one step further. The 10th Peninsula Arts Contemporary Music Festival takes as its theme this year sounds, ideas, instruments, musical structures inspired by biological processes. It's happening at Plymouth University, and one of those taking part is Alexis Kirk. He's a research fellow at Plymouth University Interdisciplinary Centre for Computer Music Research. He's also a composer in residence at Plymouth Marine Institute. How do you get to be a composer in residence at a marine institute? Isn't that the coolest job ever?
It is a great job, and they're a fascinating bunch of people. I met with the guy who runs it, and I said, I think we've got a lot of interests in common. Let's work together.
And you're performing your piece. It's called Fast Travel at the festival. That's on the 1st of March. Just give us a flavour of the piece, how it works.
Well, it's a piece for saxophonist and a bunch of artificially intelligent whales embedded in a computer. Now, Catherine, the saxophonist, acts as almost a Pied Piper of the whales. And many years ago, I used to do research into very simple simulated robots. And then when I went to join the Interdisciplinary Centre for Computer Music Research, I realised that my work in robots swapping information about travelling and what they were learning could be applied to artificial whales and artificial singers swapping information about tunes. And this was in fact work that Eduardo Miranda, one of the co-directors of the festival, was doing. And it all came together when an opportunity came up for this commission for a piece involving whales. And I thought, well, why don't we actually create a bunch of artificial whales? The audience can't see them, but they'll be able to hear them in this immersive space surrounded by four speakers. And as Catherine plays to the whales, because these whales are almost alive in a very simple sense, they hear her, they move towards her, and the audience can actually experience the whales moving around them and their response to Catherine.
Can you give us a flavour of this, how it all works? So who's leading whom in this kind of Pied Piper dance? Is it Catherine on the sax leading the whales on their journey, or does she respond to them as they move around the space?
Well, it's a back and forth thing. I'm sure she'll say a little more about that after this demonstration, actually. She's developed an interesting relationship with the whales, but we can give her an immediate demo, if you like, of how they respond to her. Because, as I say, well, what shall I trigger the whales?
Let's hear a bit. Catherine Williams is going to give us a blast of sax, and Alexis Kirk is going to trigger those virtual whales for us. Let's hear a bit.
Okay, so the seven whales have now been brought to life. They're waiting for Catherine to make a noise. They're very quiet at the moment because they're a long way away from Catherine and the audience. So, while Catherine's playing,
that's really eerie. I'm sorry, that you two are used to this stuff. There's quite an odd sensation going on in my brain at the moment, which feels like being immersed deep somewhere in the ocean, and yet there's a saxophonist next to me. Oh, it's weird.
The whales, actually, while Catherine's playing, they're not allowed to make any noise, so they go quiet. So Catherine is the dominant whale, if you like. So once she starts playing, they all go quiet. What Catherine's actually playing there are transcribed whale song. So a little like composers of like Messiaen have transcribed bird song to create tunes, I transcribed whale song using computer music techniques to create the riffs that Catherine plays to the whales.
So, let's just talk very briefly about the festival as a whole, because it's this whole kind of musical ecosystem going on there. So there's biocomputers that can play the piano and audiovisual representations of motor neuron disease. What the highlight for me is this biocomputer music by Eduardo Miranda, who's one of the festival directors, who's done this piano duet played between the composer and a computer, which uses the ability of slime mold to perform tasks. So, I mean, just tell me in terms of your view as a composer, where all of this sense of the biological world, the creative world, the music world, the scientific world and computers comes together. Has it been a kind of opening up of horizons for you creatively?
Well, absolutely. It's been an experience of looking for new tools to inspire me as a composer. And I know as a performer, Catherine has experienced new things from interacting with these artificial whales.
Yes, Catherine, as lead whale, can we ask you to say a few words? I don't know if you really, you know, when you set out on your musical course in life to become a performer, whether you're ever expecting to be called lead whale, but that is your position in life in this project. What's it been like for you?
It's been a real kind of evolving and learning process, because you do actually have to put aside a lot of the expectations you gain learning music as a sort of classical musician, as a jazz musician as well. They have to all be put aside. And the particular software that Alexis has designed means that the whales, you know, I talk about them like they're really here, because they're not predictable, but they're responding to me. So we're having communication like you would with other musicians. But I can't cue them visually because they're not here. But they feel like they're here because they're responding to what I create. It's a very unusual sensation, like nothing I've ever experienced before.
So and you're going to play some more of this for us. Just give us a sense, if you would, about what we should be listening out for. What's a kind of useful listening guide for this kind of music, Alexis?
I think what you're listening out for is how the whales respond to Catherine. And of course, what you can't experience here is the fact that if we did this demo in 10 minutes time, at his part of the piece, it would be different because we can't control the whales. In some ways, they partially control the piece. So listen out for how the whales make room for Catherine sometimes. Sometimes they ignore her, depending on the settings I put into the computer. Listen to the whales getting louder and as they move closer to Catherine. These are all things to listen to.
Okay, so this is part of Fast Travel by Alexis Kirk for computer-generated whales, live saxophone played by Catherine Williams. Thank you. That was just part of Alexis Kirk's piece Fast Travel for computer-generated whale song and live saxophone played by Catherine Williams. Thank you very much indeed to both of you. What an intriguing and utterly ethereal, amazing sound that was. Fast Travel is going to be performed, showcased at the 10th Peninsula Arts Contemporary Music Festival on Sunday, the 1st of March, and it runs from the 27th of February to the 1st of March, celebrating a decade of experimental music at the leading edge of science, creativity and computer technology. Thanks to both of you for coming in. Thank you. It's Mendelssohn next. I wonder what he would have made of the whale music. This is one of...